Yeah.
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Do it.
This is what, podcast 22?
No, it's 23.
Is this 23?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is 23.
Somebody's been hitting the ball.
It wasn't me.
Podcast number 176.
You know me, I'm EBA.
So who are you, man? You. Tell us your name.
Me.
Don't just wait.
Felipe.
You guys Felipe.
Felipe.
Not just you. You know me. If not, it's good.
Felipe.
Nate. I don't give a damn. How do you know?
Nate.
Nick.
Nick. I thought it was Nick.
On his right. This is Derek.
So, and of course, my compatriot.
I'm me.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
What's up?
And this is us.
Yeah. So you were going to start bitching about the sweatshop, right?
Oh, no, I thought it was an outstanding idea. And so, I would have no problem instituting that idea.
Would you invest in that?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's money, man.
That's some money right there.
You got to ground up. You can't start on me. See, I was raised outside of the system. We talking about kids off the street. That was the first generation.
Somebody with that much passion about it, expect them to have some sort of experience.
Experience.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
I just want to get an email that says, you know, I was really listening to that guy, Derek, and I just want to fuck
What's your email address?
Except, not a man. A woman. Sexy bitch, okay? Sexy woman.
Then turn it out. You know what I'm
saying? Any women out there listening, you know what I'm saying, that are sexy, not no fat 300-pound bitches, okay? Although you all are nice, but I need to
say don't lie to
them. Okay, well, let's play a song.
I don't know.
Anybody want to go first?
Superman. Eminem, dog. Superman.
Damn, dog.
Wow, that's with quickness. Okay. Superman by Eminem.
Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make
they
me
call
girl.
Me Superman. Deep tall hoes in a single bound. I'm single now. Got no ring on his finger now. I never let another chick bring me down in a relationship. Save it, bitch. Babysit. You make me sick. Superman ain't saving shit. Girl, you can jump on Shady's dick. Straight from the hip, cut to the chase. I tell a motherfucking slut to her face. Play no games, say no names. Ever since I broke up with what's her face, I'm a different man. Kiss my ass, kiss my lips. Bitch, why ask? Kiss my dick, hit my cash. I'd rather have you whip my ass. Don't put out, I'll put you out. Won't get out, I'll push you out. Puss blew out, popping shit. Wouldn't piss on fire to put you out. Am I too nice? Buy you ice. Bitch, if you died, wouldn't buy you life. What you trying to be my new wife? What you Mariah? Fly through twice. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman.
Everybody knows, yeah, we fucked, bitch, so what? That's about as far as your buddy goes. We'll be friends, I call you again. I chase you around every
bar you attend. Never know what kind of car I'll be in. We'll see how much you'll be partying in. You don't want that, neither do I. I don't want to flip when I see you with guys. Too much pride between you and I. Not a jealous man, but females lie. But I guess that's just what sluts do. How could it ever be just us two? I never loved you enough to trust you. We just met and I just fucked you. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you, too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you, too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be on Shady's world. I wanna go together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you, too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be on Shady's world.
Oh, boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make me Earl.
First thing you say.
I'm not fazed. I hang around big stars all day. I don't see what the big deal is anyway. You're just plain old Marshall to me.
Ooh, yeah, girl, won that game.
Haley Jade, I love that name. Love that tattoo. What's that say? Rotten pieces, that's great.
First off, you don't know Marshall at all, so don't grow partial. That's ammo for my arsenal. I slap you off that bar stool. There goes another lawsuit. Leave handprints all across you. Good loaded, woaded. You must be gone off that water bottle. You want what you can't have. Ooh, girl, that's too damn bad. Don't touch what you can't grab. End up with two back hands. Put anthrax on a Tampax and slap you till you can't stand. Girl, you just blew your chance. Don't mean to ruin your plans. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you, too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you, too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be on Shady's world. I wanna go together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be on Shady's world.
Oh boy, you drive me crazy.
Bitch, you make me Earl.
I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Your Superman. Your Superman. I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. I can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Can't be your Superman. Your Superman. Your Superman.
You don't want me to take those damn things.
Candy cane pop rocks?
What the fuck?
Candy cane.
I ain't had pop rocks in years. Does it taste like candy cane though?
I don't know. We're about to find out.
That's really chocolate. That's
the slut. Like shit. In Pop Rock's new line, Pop Rocks.
And just like last time when we had the chocolate pop rocks, which were nasty as hell.
Where are they now?
Hey, now, I would rather eat shit out of a homeless man's ass.
Hold on. You ever eat shit out of a homeless man's ass? Yeah, let me know. That shit's getting recorded.
Oh, no, it's going on.
What's going on the internet?
It'll be on YouTube. No, I'm going to have, just like last time, I'm going to drink some soda with my,
Oh, he's living dangerous.
See how long you keep in your mouth?
2 minutes. Oh, they pop real hard on it.
Well, with the Coke.
I need some Coke.
I think they're just saying they're candy cane this Christmas.
I can taste the hint of the flavor.
Yeah,
you can taste the hint of peppermint. Other than it dies out, though. It's like real light.
Yeah.
I'm glad, though, because peppermint ain't candy to be fucking with. Like,
I don't taste bad. They don't taste fucking great.
No, it's not
But terrible. This bullshit that's going on in my mouth is pissing me the fuck off.
Oh, come on, Pop Rocks. That's the whole reason you buy
Pop Rocks. See, need some eggs and some Pop Rocks. That'd be off chain.
I think the part of the reason they sucked was because they were completely covered with chocolate, so they didn't actually pop.
Yeah, like I said, they come out
so
with...
So what's the point?
No, you need some eggs with some Pop Rocks. That should be
grab your mouth and shit.
Let's see, twat rocks. Man. I tell you, sprinkle this on some pussy. See what happens. Just watch it just go into convulsions and shit.
Imagine trying to explain that to the grandfather.
Something's wrong with my shit.
John Dillinger, and hope he is still alive. Thanksgiving Day, November 28th, 1986. Thanks for the wild turkey and the passenger pigeons, destined to be shit out through wholesome American guts. Thanks for a continent to despoil and poison. Thanks for Indians to provide a modicum of challenge and danger. Thanks for vast herds of bison to kill and skin, leaving the carcasses to rot. Thanks for bounties on wolves and coyotes. Thanks for the American dream to vulgarize and falsify until the bare lies shine through. Thanks for the KKK. For nigger killing lawmen feeding their nachos. For decent church going women with their mean, pinched, bitter, evil faces. Thanks for killer queer for Christ stickers. Thanks for laboratory AIDS. Thanks for prohibition and the war against drugs. Thanks for a country where nobody is allowed to mind his own business. Thanks for a nation of finks. Yes, thanks for all the memories. All right, let's see your arms. You always were a headache and you always were a bore. Thanks for the last and greatest betrayal of the last and greatest of human dreams.
Is it hot bacon? Is it cooked bacon? Is it raw bacon?
It's probably gonna come out faster.
Doesn't really specify.
Assumed uncooked for some reason.
I would assume cooked for
frozen
some
bacon. That would be good. Like, frozen bacon.
You try to stick it up there, just break off.
No, but how are you going to stick, like, I'm not trying to get really sexual.
You're way too far into this whole thing.
How about this? Why don't you try to Google somebody shoving a whole breakfast?
Right on the McDonald's joint.
Denny's.
Oh, but they can get a Sonic on the Sonic burrito wrap. That's a whole breakfast. They shoved that straight in there.
I pay good money to see that chick.
A picture of a chick eating it out.
I will let you pay good money.
All right, so that's for you, Chubb Go-Fair. That's your shout out.
Yeah.
Baking up the ass.
Who's hiring, man? You pay for the term.
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
I'm going to start off with the one movie that I've been wanting to see ever since. I'm really excited. Unless y'all have seen it. Borat.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. Sacha Baron Cohen?
Yeah.
Sacha Cohen.
Takes out one of his Ali G offshoot characters, Borat, the Middle Easterner in love with America, stateside to make a documentary about American culture, to seek out Pamela Anderson for his Borat. And I mean, right off the bat, I'm like gonna give it like a 9. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, like, man.
I'm gonna say 8 or 9. I think Borat's gonna be more famous than Ali G.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Gee, that movie sucked.
Yeah, Ali G. I think it means as a person.
I think you see the person that Borat's.
It just wasn't like special.
I had seen the show on HBO. It's like, oh, that's pretty good. And I saw
It was more like, it wasn't done in the same style as the show, was it? It was more like a fictional movie with the character of Ali G.
It was just.
I also have a feeling that we are probably going to see a Borat TV show on like HBO or something like that.
Yeah.
No, like a new one, like an old
yeah,
Borat.
Yeah, probably gonna be
not Ali G.
Right, the details of this.
Yeah.
I think it's probably gonna be pretty good. I gave everyone 7. Dang, Hot Rocks. Maybe 7 points. I'm talking about my hat.
Yeah, so 7.5. I mean,
that does not look fine to me.
I don't know. I like comedy. Maybe an 8.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Flags of Our Fathers, or as I like to call it. Has anybody seen this?
Don't want to see it.
I don't know, man. I bet the graphics. Wait.
The popular book inspired by Joe Rosenthal's iconic photograph that tells the tale of the Battle of Iwo Jima in World War II is committed to celluloid with the help of director Clint Eastwood. That line committed to celluloid.
Oh, no. But see, I think it's going to look a little bit deeper than Private Ryan. Private Ryan was all about him. They actually, when these guys were sending something like, I don't feel like
it. To me, it looks more
I think they went in depth with that part.
Red line.
I don't know, man. I think
it's good.
Clint Eastwood directed some of the best movies. The thing pisses me off about military movies now, the newer ones, they didn't have a graphic with Hamburger Hill and all that shit. They tried, but they didn't have a graphic like they should. But that Braveheart shit, where they was just chopping off legs and muffling skulls and bashing, they need to bring that shit to some Vietnam movies and World War II movies. Seven stars.
Damn. I'm going to say 7.
I'll give it an 8. That'd be pretty good.
I'm going to give it like maybe an 8, because... Clint Eastwood,
I was in the Marine Corps.
I give it 8, 7 1/3.
Okay.
Oh, okay, Spielberg.
Mr. Pierce?
Rover.
Mr. Pierce?
I said 7.
Oh, did you? Okay. The Santa Claus 3, The Escape.
Fuck that.
0.
As if keeping his new family happy while fully double duty as Santa Claus wasn't hard enough. Scott Calvin, played by Tim Allen, let's now fight off Jack Frost, played by Martin Short, for control of the holidays.
What the fuck?
It's Santa Claus ain't got no
contractual obligation movie.
It's probably because they make money.
But dog, what villain does Santa Claus have?
Villain?
Like, he just pop up and lean and shit.
He has
like,
tons
of
villains. Haven't you watched
him? Pop up the fucking toys.
Someone is always stealing
toys. Ooh!
Just old thug ass.
It's Santa Claus, huh?
Jack Skellington.
They weren't head to head. Santa and the Grinch was not going down tooth and nail fighting and shit. Yeah, one of ass kicking scenes with the Grinch?
No, I've seen a movie with Santa where Satan steals. I got it.
It's Santa, dog. He does toys.
Satan steals Christmas?
Yeah, Satan's trying to. And loses really badly.
How the fuck
did
he
ruin the movie?
Fat ass hunger man that makes toys.
It's like,
I don't know, but Santa Claus 3, I give that a -3 stars. But
I like the first Santa Claus. I'm sure.
The first one was cool.
Why
the
are
second
you
one
out?
The second one was okay. What the fuck? And the third one is like.
Yeah,
why kill yourself?
What is this one called? What's the subtitle?
The Escape Clause.
The Escape Clause. So you like maybe figure out. Did you read the thing?
So you admit you actually
watched the first two.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Jack Frost
has melanin in it.
I got a child, man. I gotta watch
this.
What's
the last movie
Martin Short did? Yeah, I feel bad for Martin Short. I don't like him.
He's decent now.
His career is just like
he needs to get some gigs. He should do a television show or something.
He needs to do a sex tape. He needs to fuck somebody important and release that shit into the public view.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? He's the one talking about
it. Oh,
for real? Like Martin Short fucks Billy Rodham.
Yes. And releasing that shit in public.
You want to play some Zeppelin, man?
What you got?
I got some Zeppelin.
Black Dog.
Check out my Zeppelin. See if we can get my
Black Dog in there. That's the ringtone.
I think I got Black Dog.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Ah, when you shake that thing, gonna make you burn, gonna make you stay. Away.
Let's talk about politics.
We were going to talk about the election now. I didn't have anything specific, but just, you know, we just had the election.
We won. That's all I got to say.
Democrats rule.
Just waiting for 08.
I can't wait till these fucking games.
I'm just waiting for 08. That's all I'm waiting on.
I was telling them on the way back here, what I'm afraid of, and I'm not kidding when I say this, for real. If the election does get suspended, and I think it could possibly, I'm fucking moving to Canada. I'm already looking into it.
What do you mean it's suspended?
Like Bush says, we're not going to have an election in 2008.
When did he say this shit?
No, he hasn't said it yet. I see it coming. All the other shit that's coming.
He's too stupid.
Like he could do all the other shit he's done. Habeas corpus.
And half his hand puppet has left the building too? Mm-hmm. He left because he knew. He knew what time it was. He's like, if I don't leave now, they're going
to
have me locked up.
When Dick Cheney's going to have his heart attack and die.
He's not, dog. He's
sold his
heart.
He doesn't order this. He said he would have to have a heart.
He sold that shit to Satan. He's like this.
Dick Cheney's gonna live forever. He's gonna be like,
Dick's gonna overthrow the government. Now
he's like 230 years old.
He's
like, how the hell
does he need to overthrow? He's got it. He's got the sweetest job, vice president, just chilling.
Sit back and cush.
He runs everything.
Did you hear about the fucking shit? Bush trying to slip on some Cheney and Dick. You know, it was Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld. That's what he wants to run, dog. Ain't nobody vote for them. Republicans wouldn't even vote for that fucking duo, dog.
I hope they're running, man.
No one, nobody's voting for
the
hell in a handbag.
Cheney and
Rumsfeld. Bush was pushing that.
They
he was like, I think they'd be great.
Shy, they need two more horsemen to make that complete.
No, that's hell in a handbasket right there. Now. Apocalypse, right there.
Running, Bob Dolan. Whatever that is.
Quail. Dan Quail.
That's what with the game.
Dan Quail.
Football guy?
Nah, I roll Democrats.
Vote for me, bitch.
I roll Democrats. I don't understand. I still don't understand.
I'm just so disappointed we didn't win. I thought we were going to. Bitch, how could you think that?
Y'all don't fuck
just up. Like when I talk with my Republican, like, well, you know, I only voted for McGinnis. We finished what we were doing. So he had started putting a dick in your ass. And, you know, you wouldn't let him finish.
I need a full stroke.
Let me break down what happened.
Don't half-ass this.
I've spoken to me all so many way. Of my friends and family are Republicans, right? And I've spoken to them, and they're like, yeah, you know, Bush has done this. And, like, Republican Party is like, lower taxes, smaller government. And they've done nothing but raise taxes, make government bigger.
Yes.
And they're like, man, I hate it. I'm like, well, why did you vote against it? It's like, because I don't know what else to do.
What?
I'm like, well, I mean, think about it.
Dumb mother.
But see, I'm a fucking libertarian.
But see, my thing is like this, though, dog. It's like this strong. They were like, because my friend's trying to just pull me. Like, I'm telling you, man, I'm Republican. You're diehard Democrat. No, I'm not, dog. Yes, you are. Because I bet you if it was a Democrat doing the same thing, his ass would have to go. He would have to go. He was pulling the same shit Bush was pulling. Gotta go. He got to go.
I keep saying, like, imagine if Clinton.
He would have had to go.
Came out, I was like, yeah, we're doing this thing where we're going to get rid of habeas corpus and also get rid of posse comitatus, which most Americans don't even know what posse comitatus is.
Right.
Assuming you guys do.
Speaking on that, though, the thing
posse I'm not trying to make fun. I mean, does anybody here not?
I'm a dumb son of a bitch, so you can.
No, don't worry. Posse comitatus is a law that says that the United States government cannot declare war on its own people. And we got rid of it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you still don't think the election could possibly be suspended as Bush becomes dictator?
Just imagine October 2008, Manhattan goes up in a big ball of fire.
It was like the towers fell? Cause you know,
oh, it ain't gonna be nothing like the wind
because, towers everybody was like, stole that shit. It was like, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. It was split down the middle.
We're talking about death tolls in millions, not thousands.
It's some conspiracy ass theory shit right there.
I have no family up there, dog. It's nothing.
We're not even talking about conspiracy theories. We're just saying, imagine hypothetically if there is another terrorist attack. Which is what the Republican Party's been driving into people's heads for six years now.
Fear.
There's going to be another one, you know. Like, it's guaranteed.
We told you.
I'm reading this book on logic right now, and it's, like, unreal. Because, like, half the book, and it was written in, like, the 70s, right? And half the book's, like every single thing that's ever come out of the Bush administration is, like, in there.
You just made like, every infinite.
And I've been watching Jericho, and that's been making me really, very, very, very...
you know it's funny, though?
You should read Infinite and Finite Games. I forget the author or whatever, but it's a great book.
But the creepiest thing to do, I happened to have just picked up the book in October 2001 or, like, August 2001. I started reading 1984. And then September 11th happened. And then I would read 1984, and I worked at the Chronicle. So the news was in my face all the time, and I was like, read 1984, then read the Chronicle, and it was like fucking with me for real. Because it was like, oh my god, this is exactly what's going on. And it got even worse.
Well,
I mean,
see,
now,
Bush is too stupid. I want to know who is really behind you, because you know he's not running shit, dog. He's not
Cheney
running.
Cheney,
yes.
Rose.
It's a puppet.
Yes,
Rumsfeld. I mean, come on, the CIA is definitely involved.
I mean, if I was Bush, dog, and I had it on lock like that in the White House, he had won, and Republicans were in both houses, I just came out, just had a, I did a line on TV. You know what I'm saying? It's your president.
I was so surprised. Everyone was like cheering, like, oh my god, Rumsfeld's out. They replaced him with a guy who was formerly in charge of the CIA. Now, let's do our little history, okay? Iraq,
not just that,
Saddam Hussein.
He's the head of, what, Texas A&M? Or
yeah.
Or somewhere down there in Texas.
Yeah.
You know what?
Which I've got nothing against Texas, but it's just more cronyism
here.
You know, you got
Saddam
Bush.
Saddam Hussein was put in
another
power.
Another one of his boys coming up. And
yep.
Saddam Hussein is put in power partly because of the CIA, and so now we're putting someone who was in charge during the time.
What you mean to cut Saddam Hussein some slack?
Oh, I'm not trying to.
People, but I'm just saying on side note. Folk always, it's so terrible. But if you were trying to run a country, and this motherfucker's constantly trying to overthrow your shit.
He did do his job.
This is what I'm saying. People are trying to overthrow the government. They're trying to overthrow the government. And then they talk, well, he bombed his own people. Those were the ones trying to overthrow his shit. He's like,
well,
you know what? I will blow this shit
maybe
up.
Maybe there's a reason they're trying to overthrow the government.
They wanted chaos. It was
chaos. But at the same time, let's talk about...
It was at least in halfway decent order while he was...
Everyone freaks out about the Kurds who were gassed.
Let them deal with their shit.
Yeah,
well, me personally, I think they just need to redraw the borders because I think
you know, though,
those
but
borders.
How can we accuse
they need to
Saddam
get
Hussein
back to the
of blowing up his people if we can't accuse George Bush of blowing up our people?
Because
I mean, you have to think about this shit. You have to think about this shit. You know, we can send tens of thousands of troops to slaughter in Iraq and all across the globe, but you don't think that they could just say, okay, we can sacrifice all these motherfuckers in this building just to... start a war and say that we have weapons of mass destruction somewhere where they're not. I mean, if you watch those bullshit ass shows, those Nancy Graces and Bill O'Reilly fucking faggot shows, and you listen to the bullshit that they tell you, it's more contradictory than anything.
Well, can I say something about that real quick? Because actually listening to those shows after this election has been very, very entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, because they're upset, like small children.
No, they're delusional. I'm listening to who's that guy on the total whack job fascist on 580?
Oh, Mike Savage.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He was talking about how this election was
a
mandate that the people agree with the conservative position.
What?
And I'm like, are you living in the same universe
because
as me?
Because Republicans got voted the fuck out.
Because he's saying, okay, you know, Senate and Republicans.
I've heard this, but I've never heard the justification for it.
The Senate and the House, it doesn't really matter. He's talking about looking at all the individual stuff on the ballots as far as, you know,
gay marriage
and stuff like that.
Immigration.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Okay.
Don't
you know,
buddy.
Throwing out all the other evidence that let me give you these numbers real
you
quick.
You know, I feel like but see, on some shit I am conservative, dog. Yeah. All them Hispanics be running over here with that bullshit. They need to learn English. One. Ain't no second language shit.
Don't
they need to learn English, that's one. Out. And then this second shit, they come over and talk shit. You came here and now you're talking shit. We send some motherfuckers back if you want to get mad. You know what I'm saying? We start sending them back, oh, this is bullshit. Marie needs to come over. She's pregnant with my child. Lots of other bullshit. They hop off and talk mad shit.
You know, I've got no problem.
All the time.
They want to come and become part of our society, you know, because everyone immigrated here at some point in time.
We didn't immigrate.
Oh, okay. You know. Maybe I worship in immigration. I don't know.
All of us.
It was a livestock.
Everybody that's in this room.
We were like horses and cattle and shit.
Well,
some of us.
How about some of us immigrated at gunpoint?
We're imported,
though. Maybe
against your
initial
live
stuff. We're imported like turkey.
Yeah, I'm the bacon up your ass, America.
But yeah, I'm going to ask
you a photo for this one. We're going to have to take a photo of bacon up somewhere.
Yeah, send them back, though, dog. They don't want to learn English. They need to go back. Then the whole shit with,
Well, see, no, wait. Let's just stop right there. Because my problem with that is just that this country was founded on people coming in.
But it's not anymore, okay? You live in the past. This is the day. Fuck them.
Now, wait a minute.
You can't learn English, go back. Fuck all that.
I'm gonna go the other direction. I think you're living in the past. I think we're in a different... We're living in a global society now.
No.
We are getting
there. Well, that's fine. But still, though. And then, if you're gonna let them pour over... You know, I don't know why... Republicans shouldn't be fighting it anyway, because most of the motherfuckers vote Republican.
Because
they believe in Catholic shit, and they're voting like this, and they multiply like roaches and shit, so that's building your base. I don't know why they want to stop the border shit for them.
I'll tell you what fixed this whole thing and what this issue is actually about.
Yes, but they still vote Republican.
A national sales tax will get rid of this whole thing.
Didn't someone push a national sales tax?
Yes, and the smear campaign that went on with that against Max Burns for that shit, I just about wanted to hit my TV. John Barrow was saying, Max Burns wants a sales tax, 23% on everything you buy. As if motherfucker wants to add 23% to what we already have. No, it's in place, motherfucker. Most people pay 33% of their income. Now do the math. That's, 10% less? Call me crazy.
The
mind fuck that he pulled off you, and he worked because he got elected.
That was fine, though. I'm still upset that Sonny Perdue's dumb ass got re-elected. That's what I don't understand. Him and George Bush go and play pinochle each other and shit and building blocks and shit. They still kids together. They hang out and everything at lunchtime. I was like, his dumb ass got reelected. I don't see it. Certain dude's stupid. And did you see the bull? You talking about him and the slander campaign. You should have saw the shit he sent African-American voters, dog. He sent shit with black people all over this pamphlet. I swear to God. I can bring it next time I come. Certain Perdue's done so much for black people, and he loves black people. He's kissing a little black child in the inside of the pamphlet. Talking about he adopts kids. Five of the kids he adopted were black. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Blatant bullshit.
Well, it's like, when you live in Georgia and you're
running, Sonny Perdue is black.
Black friends think I'm not racist.
But Georgia's a Republican state. When the election popped out for George Bush, I drove all the way from Atlanta because I wasn't registered there yet to vote here in Augusta before I could get out of the city limits. Good, it's already been declared for Bush. And everybody was like, I don't understand that. Most of the major cities, Atlanta, Savannah, and like Augusta, they showed the state. They were all blue. They won the city. All the little backwood country fuck shits, everything else, red. Straight red.
Yeah.
The Hicks came out and drove and voted. The cities,
if you look at like the election, the presidential election maps and by county, it's always like that too. All the cities are always blue. Rural areas are always red.
I believe, in all honesty,
there's a lot more of a conservative nature.
We can save the country a lot of money. Right. And this is how we can do it. Fuck Fox News. Fuck C-SPAN. Fuck CNN. Put the elections and all that other shit on ESPN. Because it ain't shit but a sport. Seriously. It's nothing but a fucking sport. You can have them do like events.
I'll tell you what I would like to see for real. This is, you're joking, but I'm serious.
No, I'm serious as
shit.
I
am dead serious. I think every candidate should go through a televised world history and American government game show.
They'd fail.
Where they have to answer
basic
questions.
Stuff the Schwab and shit.
I'd win that shit.
Who was the first president of the United States? You know, shit like that.
George Bush.
And not that simple, but even like just basic, like high school grade,
They'd fail that shit.
I know. It'd be televised.
They fail that shit.
And I don't just mean American history. I mean,
Republicans wouldn't care, dog. They turned it. They didn't show the ones answered right.
Just go old school. Like,
put them on Jeopardy.
Have them duel. You know, just.
Yeah, dog. Just shoot the shit. BAM!
Whoever lives.
That's more casual.
I think it should be more like American Gladiators. They need to bring that shit back.
Democrats
versus the Republicans. Have George Bush's dumb ass go through the eliminator and see what happens when Nitro hit his fucking ass.
Well, we're going to our guest spot. He kind of starts off talking a little bit about politics, but then he gets into why he cusses. And I think this is actually pretty interesting. It's kind of funny. Y'all check
it
out.
Well, shit.
The guest spot.
Well, that's the big problem. I'm not one of these anarchists. I'm not a socialist. I'm not a communist. I think that the government works just fine. I think the people that are in this nation are good people. And I still think we live in the greatest nation on the planet. The biggest problem is the fucking politicians. A motherfucker who was raised from birth to be a representative or a senator or whatever cannot accurately represent me. I had to work for every damn thing I ever had in my life.
Why do you want to grow up with me?
Because I'm too fucked up. They'll be like, oh, well, look at him. He had a DUI, and that'll be enough to ground me.
They'll also go, yeah, I mean, I can also see...
They'll go to this podcast where I was talking about this guy fucking a girl in the ass.
I'm also picturing, like, okay, well, how would you handle, an issue where we've got, like, this tax bill? Well, fuck it. No, excuse me?
No, fuck that tax bill, no. No, the thing is people get so bent out of shape
about some of the stupidest things. And one of the reasons, and I've had this in-depth conversation with you once before, one of the reasons that I curse as much as I do is because it offends people.
Wow.
That's the biggest thing. I can sit there and carry on an intelligent conversation with just about anybody. Right? And I can use gigantic words and whatever. But the problem is if I walked up to like average Joe on the street and used just what I consider simple words, like if a person who was, you know, convicted of a child molestation is surfing the internet, looking through MySpace and looking at profiles, do you think that's indicative of an interest to repeat the offense? They'd go, duh. But if I said, hey, a child molester surfing the web looking for more kids to fuck, they'd go, oh, that's wrong. That's wrong.
Fucked up.
They don't have to fucking think. That's the problem. My big problem, and one of the reasons I curse as much as I do, is because it's every person, I don't give a shit how fucking intelligent you are. Stephen Hawking knows shit, fuck, bastard, bitch, pussy. He knows these things. And he can talk about fucking physics and quarks and just whatever the fuck he wants to. I can go to a philosopher or any biologist, they're like, oh, obelisk and simplicide or whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter what word they say. If I say, well, that's fucked up, they go, yes, it is. That's the whole point. The point is I speak in a way that everyone can fucking understand, period.
And
universal. It's vulgar. It's vulgar. It's like, well, you know what? This is a vulgar nation.
Yeah, we have now gotten past our keeping it real section of the show.
It's not just I don't like this, but when you're like, I don't fucking like this, it conveys so much more emotion, and they know
how. Y'all don't know. He knows, because he knew me back then. I went 12 years without cursing. Literally. I mean, like 12 years. And the weird thing was, during that whole time, people thought I still did anyway.
Well, I did from age 1 to 12.
I mean, did you have like tons of pussy just falling into your bedroom? That's all we got just... And, like, was sedated heavily and shit? Because I'm getting laid every day and shit, and they got to worry about nothing at work. I wouldn't be cursing either, Dobbs.
Oh. Okay, I'd
be laid to fuck back.
I was going to try to put the connection between not cursing and getting laid.
I don't know. You know, I would say, you know, of course, using profanity is a lack of expression. But truth be told, you know, okay, if I go over there and slam my hand in that damn door, I'm not going to be like, oh, I slammed my hand, it hurts. I'm like, oh, shit, goddamn, get me to the fucking hospital.
You know, though, let me cut you off. I asked a deacon, and I get flack for this shit all the time, because I'm a Baptist and shit. It's as heathenistic as I am.
Baptist and shit.
Yes. But as heathenistic as it is, you know what I'm saying? I asked him, I said, well, show me, I just want you to show me in the Bible, you know, certain words, a curse word.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just wrong to use. I said, no, I can understand. Cursing, because curses were to curse people. You know, goddamn, you for da 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 da. That's curses. You know what I'm saying?
That's when I don't.
Fuck and shit and pussy and bitch. None of that shit is in there.
So show me where it is. A bitch is actually
wrong. People get mad about that. It's wrong though. Why is it wrong?
They didn't speak English.
Where is it wrong at? Yeah, where is it wrong at?
I'm sure they had a concept.
This is a whole conversation we've been going for 3 hours.
No, but that's real though. That's why you
say
it.
The only one, I don't say GD and I don't say the N-word. Those are the only things I do not do.
This is where you can't
everything else. Well, I don't see JC either. And those are for various reasons.
But
GD actually is in the Bible, and the reason I don't is because I am a Christian, believe it or not, but the reason that's a bad thing is because you're basically giving God a command to curse. First off, you're gaining control over God. You're demanding that God do something, which is like a major sin. Second off, it's a really bad thing to wish hell upon it. That's like, if you think about it, it's pretty low.
It's a bunch of folk hell should be imposed upon, though.
I don't disagree.
You need to burn, my buddy.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that I'm judging them, I'm hoping that God feel fit to just stick them in the ass real good with some pokers for the ass catchers. You know what I'm saying? Night spot in hell.
I'm probably being really stupid for not doing that because I will, like, in traffic, be like, you fucking cunt, you know?
But the thing of it is, you're not cursing anybody. If you a cunt, you a cunt. I'm not cursing you to be a cunt. You're already a cunt. So what the fuck?
You a bitch. Just a nasty, stanky, fat bitch.
I'm like, you're going to be a cunt for the rest of your life. No, I'm not cursing you.
And she's a fat bitch.
You know, you're already a cunt. I'm staying out.
Do you think God will get mad when you're yelling at the video games? Because you're not really yelling at anybody there.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, ultimately...
I'm not really concerned if God gets mad, because I can always repent.
But see, like, sorry, you're a Catholic, aren't you?
You to fuck off. Yeah, and we have. Like,
I didn't, but I didn't mean it.
See, like, Catholics, Catholics. You know, I told my friends, I wish I was born Catholic. You know. What do you mean? You convert? No, dog. I have Baptist mind now. That don't work. Yeah. We're taught, dog, you repent and you're going to hell. Dog. I was like, but you said I wasn't perfect. Doesn't matter. You have to stop doing it. But I'm human. I'm gonna continue. Okay, then you're going to hell.
That's why you stop doing it.
That's where you're going to hell.
That's why heaven is filled with Catholics and hell is filled
with Catholics. No,
anyway, it's a simple fact of life.
Sorry, everybody else to hell. And see, you're cursing
him. He's a fucking Catholic.
Strong, dog.
Are you Catholic? You're Catholic.
His parents were Catholic. He's Catholic.
Yeah.
My dad was Catholic.
And Catholic run with a dog.
Even if you're an atheist, even if you're like, man, I fucking hate Jews, and you are, and your parents are Jewish, you're Jewish.
And Catholics just run with it anyway, though. They just, but y'all feel guilt all the goddamn time. I don't feel guilt for shit.
But then with Catholics, though, Catholics can go and confess.
Yes.
Yeah.
And be absolved by, okay, not by God, by some son of a bitch in a booth. It could be me.
That's right, little boy. That's getting head from little boy as they speak.
You forget it all.
No, just pour out. Father? Oh, wait just a minute, my son. Okay, wait, my son, not you. Keep going, keep going.
Okay, seriously.
He's getting pissed. He's getting pissed.
Priests get head from little girls just as often as little boys.
Okay. I'm saying it like that makes
first off, yeah,
the media focuses on the gay thing, but yeah.
This was married to God and some old shit, just like them nuns. But they be getting some dick too. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah, they be sure in the back.
They be in the back doing lesbo sections and everything.
No, what gets me is when someone falls back on that excuse. Like, there was a guy in Florida a couple
excuse,
weeks back.
Which excuse? The big preacher man?
Yeah, Foley says, the reason I'm all fucked up now is because when I was a little kid, I was abused by a
priest. You should have got help.
My priest fucked the shit out of me.
He
busted the nut on my back and shit.
You should have gotten understood that mindset anyway, because that's like saying, like, why'd you smack that guy? Oh, someone smacked me.
But that's true, though.
I mean,
in certain instances, you look at most kids that are in households where the mama stays with the father or whatever because she wants to keep the family together, and the dad's beating the shit out of the mom, he grows up and gets relationships, and he feels it's okay how to deal with certain situations.
I know. I understand it statistically is true, and I see how it's true, but it still doesn't sit right with me for some reason.
But the thing about it is, if somebody is fucking
it's
you
like
up the ass...
It's like playing video games for violence, too. I mean, that bugs me, too.
But the thing of it is, if somebody is fucking you up the ass, who are you going to tell?
Somebody? I'd be telling.
I wouldn't tell. I don't think I could even just come out of my mouth and say, man, you know...
It wouldn't go that far. They start touching you first if you're okay with it. Mama, he is a faggot. He's touching me and shit. Father so-and-so is fucking up. What do you mean? Rubbing on me and shit? Smiley gay. That's how you want to take me in the back room. It'd been over with. Black kids tell. We don't deal with that shit.
Right.
We don't. Mom's not going to like me. We don't give a fuck. We're telling.
Yeah, I honestly, I've never heard of a black guy come and say
no, because we're dragging black. You know you fucked up.
A priest molested me when I was a kid.
That's not popping out like that.
Yeah, pastor ain't fucking you. He trying to fuck your sister.
Because we ain't with that shit. We're like, hold up, folks. No.
Pastor trying to get with your sister.
We're not with that shit. This touching shit. Come get the car. Fuck no.
We're going to play it.
Okay.
To do this, but you're a pain in the neck. I thought you knew this. You handed me a canceled check. You're so helpless. Your girlfriends think you're a saint. I'll give you a quarter. I'll keep my judgment to myself when I get caught up in the moonlight. Reaching out for a rotten egg, I don't wanna bake. It's crystal clear your time is nearly gone. Count your blessings. Do the things that you should. Oh, the has-beens that never had it so good. Stormy weather, the kids are making interactive in the wilderness. The wild lives are so mild, and I get caught up in the moonlight.
reaching out for a rotten egg. I don't wanna beg. It's crystal clear your time is nearly gone.
Get stabbed and just falls over the couch. And she's sitting there, and I was like, God damn it. Man. I had this shit wrapped up.
The soundtrack of South Carolina.
And you had to get stabbed. I was like, fuck it, I ain't never come back here.
Right, let's go, let's go, bitch. Let's go.
Well, the thing is, a lot of women who hang out there are not.
Yeah, there's a lot of
transes.
A lot of fucking.
Let me tell you, I never thought that you could see, like, a transvestite who could fool you. You know what I mean? And I went there, the first time I went there was with these two other graffiti writers.
Nick should pick it the fuck up. No, I'm telling you.
No,
in Atlanta, in Midtown, I'm telling you.
You have not
seen it. You're dressed in fucking this.
Angel.
Philippines, man.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about that. Yeah, he wanted to ask you about that. He wanted to ask you about the Philippines.
You're sitting there, and it's a dark, I mean, there's no light in this fucking club. Just cigarettes and a fucking light, like, in each corner and shit. You're just like, I can't see shit. And this bitch just comes up, these fucking women hands across the back of your neck and say, hey, and you're like, hold up, I need to fucking flashlight or something. I gotta make sure I'm trying to get fooled here because I'm drunk and I don't know what I'm seeing.
The Abs apple's the one thing they can't really get around.
Go reach for the dick.
You ain't reaching for shit. You have a woman with you because women can spot that shit better than you. And the woman's like, that's a man.
I can spot that shit pretty good because in Atlanta, I had a homeboy that was full of riding, and because I know the area, we're Midtown, and some of them do look, they're built feminine, wide hips, everything. We're riding them looking, and it might take me to get up on a couple feet, but I can see. We're pulling, I'm like, man, pull up on me, house, that's a dude. No, it's not. He's spitting game to this it. But it's the shim, you know what I'm saying?
But if you didn't know, you wouldn't know.
Hold on, he's spitting game. Well, fuck all that. I do know. That's bullshit.
But if you didn't, you wouldn't.
No one shoving me in some fake twat.
You like.
You gonna kill a bitch.
Fuck me. Don't you ever tell anybody about what I just did.
No, this is what I'm saying. Because see, black people in general and black men, I told my friend, she was like, so, but if you fuck transvestite, I mean, how'd you feel about that? I said, first off, wouldn't nobody know but me? Because I'd be killing other motherfuckers. So it was man, dead. Their life has ceased to exist, dead. And I'm burying that fucker. Nobody gonna know. It's nothing. They got to die. If you ever get that far to make a mistake, they got to die. The secret will die with them. I will bleach my brain. Never happens. Become a bad dream. Damn. They have to die. They have to die.
Somebody's yard.
I was coming out of the spot in Manila. I had like five women. I was like, this shit's going to be great. I was drunk as fuck. As soon as we got toward the light, the one that had been like standing off in the corner the whole time, I was like, hold up. No. Wait. Okay. You're good. Get the cab. Okay. You're good. No, you get the fuck back there. I went home with four that night instead of five, but...
You know what? That's fucked up, man.
Trying to sneak some meat into the situation.
I see their idea.
Some extra sausage.
Do you think they know?
Do you think like the Philippine women and the Philippine men, like, who are direct, they're aware of each other, like the women are going like, yeah, that's like they're in on it all.
No. You're not fucking in.
They will tell you. They will tell you. You
get fucked.
They will tell you.
He's a man.
That's why you get, like, multiple women.
Bitches. Plenty of bitches.
Men.
I often remember that. I go to the Philippines to pick up prostitutes.
I won't roll to Japan, man.
You should go to the Philippines with me.
How much coffee go out?
You don't even have to pick up prostitutes.
Bring me back to life.
You just pay for shit while
I'm there. A subservient concubine.
Yo, Chuck, the 32% still front on us. Don't know we can do this, because we over
about this versus this.
Let's run over the ground rules.
Okay, there is a new thing to this. This versus this is, I'm going to list a 20 things. It's names this time. And you're going to tell me whether it's one thing
or yeah.
Okay?
Right.
Now, we got something special in this one. There's one of these items that is neither. If you figure out which one it is, you get 5 points. But that has to be your answer. So all four of you are going to go. Each one of you has to answer each one of these. And this week it is villain versus politician.
Okay.
Okay. So you got to tell me if it's a villain or a politician, okay?
Okay.
Some of these are obvious. Some of these may be, like, really obvious to you. Some of them are not going to be. Some of them you're going to smack yourself in the head. You know the answer. Don't be like some people down the show and shout it out.
Are these real politicians?
Like, yes, real politicians. I got the villain, like, what they were from.
And all the villains
are fictitious. All the villains are fictitious.
So no Hitlers or...
No Hitlers or anything like that.
None of that obvious.
That's kind of obvious. And also I have, if it's a politician, what they represent and where they came from. So, or, you guys ready?
Fit like clear? Both those rules.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's kind of what's beautiful about it.
Yeah.
So, all right, y'all ready? We're going to go left to right. So, Baron Silas.
I'm gonna say, are we starting with me?
Yeah.
Okay. The politician.
That's a politician? Okay.
I'm going to say politician. That's just a
villain.
Villain?
I'm going with villain.
That is a villain from Danger Mouse.
Silas.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. That's what I'm talking about, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
All right. Number two, Saxby Chambliss.
That sounds familiar.
Well, some of these may sound familiar because maybe you've seen the show or you didn't recognize the name from Politician.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to tell which is which.
I think it's a villain.
Okay.
Villain. Or politician.
Okay, which is it?
Politician.
Yeah, politician.
Politician. Did I say politician?
Yeah, politician.
Politician, 100%.
Politician. Local?
Ish. Politician, yes. In fact, Georgia Congress.
Yes,
that's what, yeah.
Sexy bitch ass.
I was kind of hoping someone would get that one wrong, just because they, you know, like. Ooh.
Yeah, boy.
George Bush, villain and politician.
Simon Gruber.
Oh, come on.
Shut up.
Oh. Well, you guys can go first then.
Nah, fuck all that. You go first.
No.
Villain.
Villain.
You know he's from. We should be.
Simon
should like
Gruber.
We should get an extra point for what he's from.
I'll go villain.
Yes. You want to tell him what?
Thomas Gruber's brother.
In
Die Hard 3.
Yes.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah, that, I knew I was like.
Colonel Nathan R. Jessup.
Colonel makes me want to say villain.
I know where it came
from. People in the military have run for public office.
Yeah, but there's
no
really.
No. I think that's a villain.
I'm going to say politician.
They just kind of drop.
Well, you're going to say villain, but the role he played, just from my Marine Corps background. But in this game, I guess he's a villain.
The Wild West.
He kept shit straight.
So everyone got it except for
where
Nick.
Where is it from, then?
You know where it's from, huh?
Yeah,
Wild West.
Fucking, you can't handle the truth.
Yes, that's Jack Nicholson from A Few Good Men.
Yes, sir.
He wasn't really a villain, though, was he?
He was the bad guy in the movie.
He's a villain for...
You want
the truth?
I wasn't
about this being Marine.
Villain.
Man. I was just...
Villain,
you
know, to me is a very flat character, and that character had a lot of...
All right, who's the
latest?
Actually, if you want to know who's winning right now, it's you.
Oh, shit.
Derek is winning.
That's what's up! Okay, oh, go ahead. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving.
Roy Blunt.
Roy Blunt?
Yes. You know, Mr. Pierce?
I think it's a politician.
I'm going to go politician because that'd just be a nice name to see on the ballot.
Blunt leaves everywhere. Vote for me.
Stop
the guy.
What are you saying there?
Politician.
Everybody's right. That's a politician. In fact, not only is a politician, he is House Minority Leader right now. He just was elected.
You know what? I'm
going to stay.
I'm going to vote.
Henry J. Waternoos.
Damn.
It's too villainous. So I'm going to say politician.
Politician, okay.
I'm going to go politician because that sounds like some shit again.
Water noose, man.
That's you're going to be like.
Okay.
I'm going to ride on the villain.
It is a villain. Monsters Incorporated. He was the CEO, remember? Who was kind of like a walrusy character.
I'll take your word for it.
What did he do that was so villainous?
He fucked everybody over and was the bomb entire time.
I don't remember those movies.
Really?
It's been a long time.
I'm surprised. Nigel Pinchley.
What is it?
Oh,
Nigel
shit,
Pinchley.
I don't know. They can go before me.
Okay.
I'm going
to answer, man.
I'm going villain, dog. Just, the last name is...
I'm going politician again because it sounds a little...
Nigel Pinchley. Unless he's like in the House of Villain.
He's a Tory.
He is a villain.
I missed one? Shit.
In fact, he is the bad guy. If you've watched enough Family Guy, then you know.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know something about that, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
George Voinovich.
Voinovich?
Voinovich.
Oh, that's a politician. He's from New York City.
Okay, is that your answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
New York City!
I think he's...
I gotta go politician again, because damn it, it's gotta come up.
Yeah,
politician.
Okay.
Politician.
Ah, so you're saying this.
It is a politician, but you were wrong. He's from Ohio.
Ohio.
He's like,
I was thinking of Arizona.
Xavier Becerra.
Xavier?
Xavier with an X.
Yeah, she's
not. Spelled just like the name like Xavier is normally spelled.
Like the first letter Xavier? Z? I mean X?
Oh, shit.
Yes! Xavier with an X.
You're saying Xavier, like it's a weird name or something. It's just Xavier.
Is it? I was thought, is it Xavier? People say
Xavier.
Okay.
Weird to say Xavier.
Is it Xavier?
You say tomato.
Everyone, as far as I know, says Xavier.
Okay, that's cool.
You say pussy, I say pussy.
Anyway, okay, Xavier, if that makes you feel better.
Who's villain?
Okay.
Politician.
Can you give your name again?
Xavier.
Xavier.
Becerra.
Politician.
Villain.
Actually, Nick and Philip were right. That's
a
question for California in Congress. Here's one that if you know this one, you're gonna know right away. It's pretty obvious. It was pretty obvious to me. Randall Flagg. You know this is, I mean, if you know, like,
I'm going with villain. Just from the way you're talking about it, you're giving it away. I think.
Oh, you think?
I'm going.
Maybe.
Sure.
No.
Villain.
Randall Flagg.
Didn't you say there was a neither in here somewhere too, or something?
There is one.
Oh,
that
that's
is
right.
Not.
Yeah,
really?
I'm gonna put it on that one.
I
think it's the wild card.
I got two neithers. Okay.
I think I just blew them off with the neithers.
I
said, so I'm going politician.
Politician, and then
villain. No. Yeah, villain.
Villain. Nick got it right with villain. That is the bad guy in The Stand. Am I the only?
I've heard that. I've heard that shit before, dog.
By Stephen King.
Yeah,
okay.
The Stand was a pretty good movie too. Long was pretty good.
Bart Stupak.
Politician.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Politician. That is a politician. I thought for sure Bart would throw people off.
Unless you say Bart Simpson, man.
No, that's too bad. Massachusetts Congress. Okay. Holger Crawford.
I'm going to go neither on that.
Actually, you two both get 5 points. That was the wild card.
What is it?
He is the inventor of the artificial kidney.
So
I guess you could make the
Which
point
one?
That he's a villain, but no, I'm just kidding.
Which one?
Dinky Dalton.
Politician.
That's got to be a villain.
Dinky.
Who's going to vote for something named
Dink? Yeah,
who's
fucking right.
Who's going to vote for somebody named Deek?
Politician.
Again, Nick and Philip are right. I think y'all sharing brains or something.
Who's leading?
He's the bad guy in Quick Draw McGraw. Rex Shard.
Oh, politician.
Yeah.
That's politician.
Politician. Fucking hick, dude. That's
you all got that one wrong. That is a supervillain from a show called SWAT Cats, which I've never seen.
Oh, I remember SWAT Cats.
SWAT cats.
You don't know SWAT cats?
It was like SWAT team with cats.
They were like police officer cats that flew around in jets and shit and fucking shit up, dog. It's some sick shit.
I have not seen that shit.
That's enough to make me want to turn the channel.
It's some
English
shit. I saw a glimpse of it. I was like, what the fuck? Cats, dog, in a cat city.
Who would take cats seriously as a SWAT team?
Dog, they was
going like, as soon as the hostage situation starts, they're wandering off and looking each other.
One of the cats was pimpish.
But that's where the line is drawn.
Zach Space.
I think that's the wild card.
We already had the wild card.
Stop smoking the weed.
Zach Space.
Politician. I'll go villain.
I mean, villain.
Politician.
And Nick? Derek is right. It is a politician. Again from Ohio.
Nick is right.
I don't know what the fuck's up with Ohio.
Nick get points too, dog. Nick get points
too. I said politician.
Oh, did you?
Yes,
oh,
I
thought I said villain.
No,
I said politician. I don't know where I got that from.
Zach Space, that's not devious enough.
Duff Killigan.
Damn.
Is there real people named Duff? Somebody named Duff?
It may be,
man. Have you heard anybody?
Interestingly enough, Duff is an interesting word. I looked up here.
I mean, there's Hillary Duff. That's
like first
name,
but I mean anything.
I'm gonna go with the.
I'm saying villain.
Yeah, the villain.
Okay.
Yeah, villain. Because that's
villain.
Nick.
Villain.
I love the peer pressure in this one. Yes, it is villain.
No, Nick was gonna go villain anyway. Killian Don.
It was Kim Possible's the show, which I've never seen.
That's it's
I'm familiar with that.
It's a faggot show.
Ike.
I've only seen the game.
Ike.
Seen the show.
Skelton.
Yeah, so Ike Turner.
Skeleton.
Politician.
One letter short of skeleton.
That's politician.
Politician.
Because Ike doesn't really draw the...
Or skeleton.
You guys are right. That's a politician.
Man, we the shit, man. I'm telling you, dog.
This is some shit. Okay. Will Huff Tarkin.
Politician. Yeah, I'll go politician.
Will Huff Tarkin, right. Politician. Final answer.
Mr. Pierce?
I'm going to say villain.
Y'all are going to smack yourselves when I tell you this. villain. The bad guy in Star Wars Episode 4.
Oh, man, shit.
Tarkin.
I'm
sorry. I just cracked it up.
I'm not a big enough Star Wars.
You are familiar with this movie, though, called Star Wars with the Darth Vader character.
Yeah, Darth Vader, but you know, you start getting into, like, the fucking...
The minutia.
He was actually the... Nope. Darth Vader wasn't the main bad guy until, like, Part 2. He was the main bad guy. He ran the show. He was over Darth Vader. I'm not a Star Wars fan.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, sorry.
I'll take your word for it.
Dick Luger.
That's too good. That's politician.
That's almost a...
That's what you
rhymes with Dick Luger. Yeah, politician.
I'm going to say villain.
Fucking somebody.
You're going to say villain?
Yeah, politician.
Oh. Unfortunately, yeah, that's a politician.
Yeah, but it's like a gun, right?
Guns and... Well, yeah. Nick just stole this, man. 20 points. Derek is at 12. Philip is at, what is that, 16. And Mr. Pierce came in last at 10.
Excellent.
On time, because you just ran with the other fucking chick.
I should have got drunk.
Destroyed that.
Should have got drunk.
Did your? I guess your whole plan didn't really play out that time.
Yeah, like reading
the last couple times
before we take it. Huh?
No, obviously he doesn't, because he just lost. Like him in last place.
Like fucking weeds. I can't remember, dude.
See, y'all don't realize. The episode you guys came on was the first time anyone from the whole team, our side, has ever won.
What?
Ever.
Because he was running away with that shit.
He had never won one before.
He had smoked a fabulous blunt, the intelligent weed.
Well, you said there was a really good Perry Logan one?
You want
to Perry Logan. Everybody's familiar with Perry Logan from our show, right?
The crazy white guy from Texas that
screamed. Oh, yeah, the foolish fucker, yeah.
So here you go, Perry Logan.
Now, Harry Logan.
The sound of failure. The U.S. is heavily dependent on imports for manufactured goods. We are totally dependent on oil. Hi, you are watching the Sounds of Failure. It's the sounds of 6 years of unbelievable, mind-boggling Republican catastrophes. What am I laughing at? Well, it has been 6 miserable years of unmitigated Republican meta-catastrophes. And that is why we are now all familiar with this sound. That's the sound of failure. That's the sound of total, across-the-board, Republican failure, 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 failure. The Republican Party has led us to a complete wipeout, baby! The Bush administration implemented regulations that made millions of workers ineligible for overtime pay. What a bunch of bastards, huh? The Bush administration has crippled state budgets by underfunding federal mandates by $175 billion! What am I laughing at?
The advice column.
This is probably a dumb question, but so be it. This evening, my left wrist is swollen on the outside, very painful to the touch, and slightly painful from movement. I can't even wear my new watch. I love my wrist. How do I get my watch back on?
Jack, you didn't know the hand, motherfucker.
God, you get your watch back on.
That's the thing he's most worried about.
Jack,
super stroker.
Jack your dick with the other hand till that swelling goes down, and then you can put the watch back on.
You get to alternate, buddy.
I read that, and I was like, do you think maybe it might be the new watch causing the pain? I don't know.
Just jack your dick.
I don't know. Maybe just let a little blood cut the wrist a little bit.
Well, most people wear the watches on their left hands, though.
That's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, but he may have. You know, it's a new person when you.
So was his question?
You sit on your hand for 5 minutes.
No, you don't have to do that shit. Just a different hand angle. I'm telling you, is what he's been doing. I'm telling you, he needs to start jacking his dick with the other hand.
and then roll from there.
Get like a oh,
God. Who is this bitch? Oh, who are you?
It's like if you always fuck on your right
was
side.
Was that a stupid question?
You start fucking on the left.
It was, yeah, that was a dumbass.
So be it.
Yeah, but so be it.
So be it.
So be it. Jack, you take your other
please hand. Use your other hand.
I like the pronunciation. Just evening, by the way.
Huh? This evening,
just understand.
This evening I was stroking my penis and I realized that my wrist was hurting and actually
he's
I
probably reading
much.
It the way they spelled it.
Actually, I
the spelling on these is not
no,
exactly
that's
like
how I say. No, this guy was spot on with the spelling. So.
Oh, really? That's unusual.
Educated dick jacket.
This may be a stupid question, but I was stroking my meat the other day. And my wrist started hurting awfully terribly.
Yes. Yes, there is. There's one that's really short. I think it's like the last one.
Hey, I know it's not popular, but is masturbating in public really that bad if nobody knows?
What no. the fuck?
If nobody knows.
Only if you're involving your dog.
They don't really have the peanut butter. No one, I guess, you know?
If you bust a nut and you skeet somebody in the eye walking down the street, it might be a fucking problem.
If you wipe it on the bench that you jacking your dick on, that's not good. Like leaves and grapes, roll with that shit.
Please, like, bring a sock with you or something. Like, plan ahead. You know?
I mean, but you gotta wear them socks, man. Nah, so you man. Missing a match no,
shit. Is this a male
just
or a
sock
female?
Can wear it, Nick? I mean, come
this
on,
male.
Man. You throw the sock away when you're doing it.
You don't use the sock. I don't have socks.
Yeah, I'm gonna pretend it's a female. Just
if it's a female, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Still though,
that
why don't you bust
point.
It?
That is a good point.
Don't bust your shit out on the bench. I got to sit on.
Oh,
yeah, like,
I don't want nut on me that I didn't earn. You know what I'm saying? That's just bullshit.
And you don't know what that person may have. I don't want to sit down
yeah,
and be like, hey.
Some herpes.
I have to say, that does make up for a lot of shit that women go through. Is I mean, it's the ways that they can masturbate.
Are beautiful.
Water.
They're all beautiful.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
on top of the washing machine,
we're pretty much one thing.
But you
have
to
only one thing we can do. There's not much creativity you can do.
But
they got like a million different things.
Sit down on a speaker and listen bass play.
They can buy shit. They can buy custom made shit.
They need some realistic.
You know what? In all honesty. When men are jacking off, we look more like we're stealing. Women don't look like they're stealing. It looks like a beautiful thing, but we look like we're breaking the fucking law.
It is a fabulous thing to see, though, because it just looks so sensual and shit. But I can't stand. Girl, I just want you to watch me finish. No, fuck that.
Speaking of which, I have a wonderful porno that I want to give two dicks up. It's Major League Ass Part 3.
Major what?
Major League Ass.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't like how they didn't continue the plot from Part 2.
Though. No. Fuck all that. It's a scene in this porno with two bitches that start off licking on each other. And one of the chicks mentions that she wants some dick.
Okay.
Okay, the main light-skinned chick is telling her that you don't need the dick. Let me fuck you. I can fuck you better than him. She ends up being the top dick taker in the film.
Oh, and
she is sucking dick so fabulous she has dead on balls accuracy with her spit onto the dick. Just, she can spit from 5, 6, 7 feet away. Spit hits right on the head of the dick. And she just goes, cleans it back up. She turns around and asks the other chicks that's eating her pussy too while she's sucking his dick, how's the pussy taste? Does the pussy taste good to you?
It's fabulous.
The guy interacts, he's like, I want you, if the pussy tastes good, I want you to moan while you eat her pussy. Eat it and moan for me. She's taking dick in her ass like it's in her pussy. Riding it like
it's
a
fantastic.
Pro. Like a pro. And he's sitting there just getting fabulous head and pussy all over his face.
Two dicks up.
It's a fabulous scene. I mean, one of the best scenes I've seen.
Major League Ass 3. You
Major
can Google
League
that
ass
if you
three.
Want.
That's it.
That's it right there, baby.
That's it.
Oh, with the Z's.
Yes, ass.
Ass.
Yeah, and I'm telling right. you, these females, I'm talking about the fuck scene. And then they got this one young lady.
Four
that,
and three quarters.
One respectable.
4.76 out of 5.
I'm telling you, man, it's fabulous.
They got this one respectable lady in there named Cherokee. Okay. Oh. That has the most.
What a porno name.
Her ass is Cherokee. This big.
And, oh, yeah, and if you can't
oh, wait,
see
it's this big.
Hold your hands out as far as you can hold them. and just say this big, this is that big. You can hug her ass.
One of those asses where you can see it from the front.
Yes, one man actually takes time to hug.
Like there's actually an actual ass on each side from the front.
Yes, you can take one ass, she turn it, split it, and have a whole.
And she got pissed off at you and said, "Kiss my ass and take you all."
Yes.
We got off on a major tangent here.
Major League Ass 3
So that's good advice.
Yes.
Just
watch Major League Ass 3.
Your video iPod with the fucking porno right there.
And then it's all good.
They started cranking on the
side. I just thought I had, you know, I wanted to get that out there.
And if they ask why you're masturbating in public, show them the flick and they would masturbate with you too. That is how good it is.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay. Anyway, I'm not prejudiced or sexist or anything, but should I advise a man not to cry? I didn't tell him not to cry because it wasn't manly. I told him it was a waste of time.
Ugh.
Do men cry? Ugh.
Is the person asking this question a dude?
I think it's
a girl.
It's probably like his girlfriend.
Stop crying like a bitch! Okay, do bitches bleed? Yes, men cry. When hoes ask dumb questions like that.
I hate to be a total buzzkill. When my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, I cried.
Of course.
If I'm alone and I'm watching a movie or TV show, I'll cry like a little girl. Cause
I'll say I don't go that far.
I cry.
Hey, with the season.
I cry.
They killed Bambi! Oh my god! Okay. When the little spider died and Wilbur and shit, that's fucked up. No, fuck off.
Nah, man.
Travis Wilson.
I'll cry. I think make you cry, and I know what you're thinking. Major League
Ass is perfect. I'm telling you, the tear came out of my eye.
It may, but no.
when the pussy juice dripped out the pussy, a tear fell out of my eyes. Simultaneously, that's when I knew.
Why men can't cry when chicks come in?
I may laugh hard enough and just start fucking...
Oh, yeah.
You've never seen a movie that was so... I've cried at a movie.
Did you ever see that Futurama episode where they were going to resurrect the dog? And then he decided not to at the end, and then it showed the montage at the end of the dog waiting for him.
I don't know.
I cried. Really.
It was actually a movie. I'll be honest.
I cried in a cartoon.
I'll be honest.
That's a great episode, man.
It's a movie out there. Okay. That actually made me go, but yeah, I didn't. Have you ever seen, I didn't cry. And then I was just like, nah, fuck that, be a man. You know, but this is a movie called The Other Sister with Juliette Lewis. And the guy from The Boiler Room, if you remember.
I haven't seen that. I keep wanting to.
I don't know, but fuck, what other movie?
You want me to look it up real quick?
But they were actually, you can Google it if you want to.
I'll Google it.
Okay, Google it.
I'll look on the same website as Major League Ass.
But this is actually a movie about.
Just tab that shit and buy that shit later.
This is actually a gripping tale about two retards that find each other. I mean, seriously, I'm not bullshitting.
This ain't like two cowboys. Where are you going with this?
Two MR patients.
In a world where, it's hard to find love, two stupid, retarded motherfuckers find each other and fall in love and have sex. And, one time maybe to band music, but, still, it was, and then the parents were trying to break them up and shit, and, they fought against it.
So it's like Romeo and Juliet for retards.
But no, real men do cry, dog. Real men do cry. Tell the man that
especially
you know,
kick him in the nuts.
If you want a real man cry, all women can prove the thought. Marry a man who has pledged to never cheat ever again and shit, and then marry him, move him away from everywhere else.
Truthfully,
Hermitsville, no fucking where, and say, you know what? No more puss for you. Tears will fall like rain. I'm telling you, it just rolls that easy. Men do cry. I've taken the pussy away. That's a tear right there.
Cried when my child was born. Other than that, I don't cry.
I don't think
funerals.
I cry that shit.
You see, there you go.
I don't cry at my grandfather.
Our friend Larry heard his uncle Chuck, who was a really good friend to us. I cried at his funeral.
I think the crying at funerals are kind of like, it's kind of a selfish mentality because of the fact that you're thinking about the fact that they're not here with you. But shit, they're not suffering. You got somebody that had cancer for 6 years, and they've been hurting, and their guts is boiling. And finally, they pass away. Now you upset? Be happy.
But you can't say it because if your daughter died tomorrow, you're telling me what happened.
Different. My daughter's
That's the same proof.
But if she was in pain.
That's the same proof.
If she was in pain, I would be more hurt about her being in pain than her being in better place.
You still cry, dog.
I would probably still cry because that's my seed. But
what happens is your mind thinks about what if they hadn't gotten the cancer.
Right. But, you know, I would say, you know,
your mind thinks about all the times, your mind thinks about all the things that happened, and you think about the things that you wanted to do with them that you can't.
Right. I mean, yeah, I mean, true. And that's true.
It is a selfish kind of thing, but that's not necessarily
it is actually
selfish. Well, let me kill all this shit. Nobody does anything for anybody without personal gratification involved. Don't give a fuck with anybody, say charity, pushing a small child road in front of a car. All that shit is done for self. All done for self-gratification.
Yeah, there's different types of self-gratification.
No, it's not. It's all the same thing. You don't do anything that doesn't benefit you. Like, well, I helped save this little kid in the middle of the road, but it made you feel good when you did it. If it wouldn't have made you feel good, would you
have done it? I thought you said pushing a kid in the
truck. Wouldn't have done it for you. Oh, but it's all self-gratifying.
There's
all self-gratifying.
Gratification behind it.
It can't.
Like, fuck ass in the street.
It's self-gratifying.
I was thinking, like, what is he talking about? It's like, who
it's time to go.
Who's getting that off?
That's true, dog. I mean, come on, man.
Just like
I was telling you about the chick that asked you in the class and shit about me and the old bitch on the plane and shit, and it's like one parachute left. The old bitch is dying. I'm sorry. It's if it's me and the old bitch, I don't think the old bitch has enough strength to get the fucking. And she's old. I'm young, dog. You have kids and memories and more shit. I don't have that shit yet. You know what I'm saying? And if God missed you get this parachute from me, you'd have the strength to take it. Honestly, you don't. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're a guy.
Charles Darwin, man. I forgot what.
That's it, but still.
It's survival of the fittest.
But look, and if it's a little child, like, what, you take it from a child, you're fucking right. They're like, but it's a child. I said, he was so fucking important, why did his parents leave him? Okay? If he was a child on the plane, and he's so fucking special, then they're fucking. That's their fault. They didn't care about their child.
I'll jump out, I'll hold him for his life.
No, fuck him.
What if their parents died in the very thing that caused the plane to be going down in the first place? Like a thing blew up and his parents are gone, he's alone.
Well, then he shot. Look, go with your parents.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? If he's young, if he's young enough, wait. If he's 4 or 5 years old, 3, 4, he's guaranteed spot in heaven, dog. He hadn't done a cusp of sin.
We should kill all babies.
That's forgiving.
I mean, we should kill babies all the time.
But what you should do, actually, what you should do is you should grab up that little fucking baby.
That's going to be
hold him, killer parachute down with him, and put him in your fucking
how you going to parachute down with him? You've never used a parachute before. I'm so paranoid and I'm going to fuck up. I don't need any extra distraction. I need both hands and shit. He's sitting there crying, paranoid. We jump out, screaming, and pull the shit and release both parachutes. Now we both going to crash. Fuck him. If it's meant for him to live, he will make it. Fuck all that.
He will
if
find another parachute.
That's it. He will makeshift some shit. Everything
comes
for a
reason.
Create
a parachute by unstitching the seat.
I don't give a fuck what he does. Because if he can't get it from me, he's screwed.
Again, back to survival of the fittest. If I can get the parachute before he can.
He's screwed.
I say just land the plane, man.
Fuck you, dog. You die too. See, we were talking about that at the work too. That's why most white people don't make out of certain situations and shit. Trying to play fucking heroes and think about yourself. Fuck all that. I told y'all I'm with the kitchen on fire. All these pregnant, swollen, ghetto, fabulous bitches at work would be dead because niggas trampling everybody. I'm breaking out toward the door. If you want to make it, you better get behind me because I'm trucking. Everybody. No, but you got friends. I have associates and I got friends. If I got friends, like minds, stick together. Friends of mine would know it's trying to shoot.
I'm holding all kinds
damn
of
damn these screaming bitches, these same bitches that called you a nasty motherfucker last week. Now she's begging for help on the floor. Fuck her. Okay? That's karma. Fuck her. Go for the door. That's it. If the door is blocked, little side windows up there above the fucking cubicles, hop on them bitches, jump up and get the fuck out. All this, well, Nick, why are you rescuing anybody? Bitch, apparently because somebody had to make it out to tell the story. Everybody was trying to rescue everybody, and you see what got them right. He lost an arm. That motherfucker's dead. I'm alive. Fuck all that. My family will thank you, baby, for not rescuing everybody. Fuck them.
Causing people to lose arms.
What do you mean? Falling debris?
That's all right, man.
Yeah, falling debris and shit, you know, white guys, I've got you, reach out, bam, shit's gone. That shit's gone. And now they get all these fucking medals and shit, and everybody proud of them, but what happened to them, like, too, they commit suicide because they lost their fucking arm. They didn't try to play hero.
And they
plus, they can't jack off in public. Yeah. That's bullshit. Fuck all that.
Thank you, Derek, for bringing us full circle. Hey. So, off that, we're going to play another song. I'm going to play, since you asked, I'm going to play Jerk It Circus by Digital Underground, which is a song they made about masturbation.
Well, ain't but two kind, them that do and them that do.
Yo, they got tigers, lions, and monkeys, but I get most of Who gets sprung when she looked at you? Ooh. And that's how she hooked at you. Slid in the back when you knew you were strapped. And that's how the microwave cooked you. You rocked and shot dick. Knocked up the booty real good when you knew you should have stopped and blocked it. With the hat, I stay strapped because I'm smaller than that. So let's work. Let's work this. And let's go to the circus. Tonight he's gonna rock it with a whole new brand. He's got a date with his left hand.
At the jerk. Get circus.
Lay it on your palm and you don't need a condom.
Get circus. Gonna get money every night, any time at the
jerk. Get circus. Black girl swingers, let me use a finger at the
jerk. Get circus.
No more sticking.
Time that we choke that chicken.
Marigolds up and marigolds down. Marigolds, marigolds round and round. She rode on a horse that was wearing a hat. Pop went the Bozak.
Dodgy girl, tried to get your rock stuck. Made you wait, your heart rock got stuck.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know, I wish I knew a better way. Cause back in the day, you stepped to a lot of girls and they say back off a lot. You get mad, wanna tell jack off a lot. But hey, it's not such a bad idea considering. Thought to waste a lot of time trying to get a rhythm move.
And you need no protection.
Word to the dick round. And join the jerk. Get circus. Land in your palm and you don't need a condo.
Yeah, money and money. I'm not even any times at the
jerk. Get circus.
My girl swingers. Learn to use a finger at the
jerk.
No more sticking. Time that we choke that chicken. No more sticking. Time that we choke that chicken.
On a whim, I just went to Wikipedia and typed in list of songs about masturbation, and did come up a page of a list,
really?
A very, very long list of
Frank Sinatra. Is that your song in
there? It is
now. Oh, dang.
Start yeah. Jerking the meat. I'm jerking today.
Oh, shit. I can start playing stuff. We'd be here all night.
Tech call of the week.
Work it hit. I got a soup call.
A what call?
Soup.
Supervisor.
Supervisor. I'm going to speak to you, supervisor. Well, it's a nun.
A nun?
This black nun from Baton Rouge just cusses me the fuck out. I don't know what had happened, what God did to her, or who knows, but she couldn't get online. And I was like, I got to be in the wrong account or something, because this shit says Sister fucking Mary Francis or something. I was like, I don't know what I did, but she didn't. And then she starts talking to me, and turns out she got her doctorate in Chicago or something, and she's been transplanted down here, and she hates her life, evidently.
Ah.
So she's going to take it out of the cable company. Oh, there are people who do that shit.
No, it's not as bad as the
other one. I got that, you know? Man. I don't know what. You know, I expect a nun to be like, you know, I can't get online. I turn my fucking shit back on before I change companies.
Yeah.
I don't really give a damn if you change companies.
Sir, I'm having some.
You know. But, no, those are the best. You know why I like those calls? It doesn't. It makes me laugh, first of all, the way the person's acting, but after the call is over. Reading the notes on the account.
Yes.
Because it's always like an entire screen.
Yes.
It's like,
those are all
so and so.
And
you see where the notes change.
Were you there that day when the chick stabbed her husband and shit?
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious. I was listening on Sanjay's call with that shit. She was sitting there calling about the cable bill and some shit.
Yeah.
And the other come in, you can hear him like fucking around. Who are you on the phone with? She's like, I'm talking to Comcast. No, she's like, talking to the cable people. He was like, oh. I guess he goes to the kitchen like, where the fuck is the food at? You need to come here and fucking cook. She's like, I'll cook when I get off the phone. He walks back around, she and her mom was like, "Neat, you got the fucking phone to come cook. Now who the fuck you think you talking to?" She was like, "Don't try to show your ass on the phone. Don't show my ass you on the phone talking business and shit. Da 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 da." We sit here laughing. Apparently she thought she had hung the phone up. Yeah. So I just called back. This bitch sits it down. She's like, "Who the fuck you think you talking to?" He was like, "Bitch, you don't know me." I guess he grabbed her. She said, "I will stab the shit out of you." And she was, he was like, "Bitch, you ain't gonna do shit." Next thing you know, he was like, "Oh, you gonna pull a knife on me? You gonna pull a knife on me?" She said, "I will cut the fuck out of you. Don't cut me no more." Next thing you hear some shit move. "I can't believe you motherfucker cut me. This bitch done stabbed me and shit." I'm like, "Hell no." We are dying laughing. So like, "Whatever I do, dog." I say, "Keep listening. Let that shit ride." So we ain't, we gotta get in trouble and not call the law. No, man. That shit was hilarious.
Oh, Quali's got the best job because you all you hear all.
Oh no, I was in Quali. I used to listen to. Yeah, but it pissed me off sometimes because people like when they would cut into people or when they would be racist or sexist, be like, "No, I'm not gonna talk to you anymore. Talking about that would piss me off." No,
they said that to you?
No, I'm listening to the call. Okay. No, they don't say that to me. I'm listening to the call.
Okay.
I mean, we get people like. They'll say shit based off the name. Like, yeah. Your name, Jose.
So they couldn't tell I'm like, I used to have my preppy voice on when I worked, and I used to have people talk, I don't want any niggers coming out to my house. It's niggers still. I said, "Well, unfortunately, ma'am, we don't have any other technicians on to you, but other than African Americans, because actually we're having, you know, a large theft problem with our other, you know, technicians that weren't African American or Hispanic."
Really?
Yes, ma'am. In that area, very high. Very high. I used to get it. He was like, "Nick, you can't say that." I did it. He's like, "Motherfucker from Arkansas." I was like, "Yeah, every time a fucking call can't get nobody in fucking Arkansas. I mean, why the fuck is that, Nick?" I said, "Well, sir, in order to have this job, you have an aptitude test. You have to pass, and apparently no one in Arkansas can pass." He was like, "Oh, that makes sense." I was like, "Call yourself stupid." I just love running with that shit. And then the chick that told me she wanted me to get the black people off her television. Yes, this bitch is like, I want the black people off my TV. And I'm like, I'm thinking maybe she's playing a video. Maybe she's skipping and it's playing over and over again. No. I mean, they've been talking about this fucking flood and Katrina and stuff for so and so weeks. I just want the black people off my television. And I want it off now, so, man, that's
local. The guy. I think you may have been
the guy. I did tell her, you know what? Change the channel.
Switch I tonight. Don't like Spanish commercials. This is American.
Yeah.
I shouldn't turn my TV on and see you guys with Spanish commercials. You know, like, you're in fucking San Diego. I mean, shit. No.
The guy called up, it wasn't me, but I think you got the soup call too, where he was upset because he had the Spanish channel and was trying to watch it with the closed captions, and the closed captions were in Spanish.
You know,
why aren't they in English translating what they're saying?
That's what I really
wish. Spanish channel.
More Spanish.
We're talking
so it can be
in
like,
Spanish.
Hola. You know, fucking.
It would be nice though.
I mean, push them over the edge.
If they have SAP, why can't we convert some of those Spanish shows into English?
Yeah, because they do want to know what the fuck's going on with some of those shows. I mean, they're like, no, what are us?
Just some fine bitches that be having
on channels.
Delicious looking bitches in Spanish shows.
You want like some trees, though.
I'm going to go get me an English-Spanish dictionary and fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, I can speak enough. I can speak enough the kick.
It's funny you're talking about this one with Sanjay, because I've taken plenty of calls where it's like, yeah, I'm calling about my... What the fuck you doing? And they start arguing, and you're like sitting there like,
That shit's hilarious. I'm like,
sit here, write it out, see what happens. No, hold on. Okay, you better put that fucking thing back. And like,
it must be a fetish or something, because some motherfuckers like masturbating when they call.
Oh, no.
Because there was a chick that was, I'm talking about straight fucking herself over the phone. I was like, ma'am, hold on, let me go into the count, let me still run. I hear her sitting there, and I hear like a bottle or some shit. I'm not thinking there. Then I start hearing some moaning and shit. It's like, I come back, Mary. Oh yeah, I'm still here. Blah blah. Then I just hear this shit working out. I hear hum like this bitch is vibrated up on the phone moaning. I'm like, I need to keep this shit going. This bitch is chugging it on the phone. We need recorders or some shit. She was getting it, man. And she got loud and didn't give a fuck. I was like, I'm letting other people listen to everything. Like, nah. I was like dead ass serious.
When I was on Time Warner, we were sitting there next to Verizon, and there were people on Verizon who were getting, they did like 20 times in the same day, so they know they were fucking with them. But this couple were, I guess, either pretending or really having sex while calling up Verizon just to call up their cell phone. Like, yeah, my minutes, you know, and some shit like
that. Oh, I've had that
too. Yeah, take a bitch, yeah, my minutes.
You know? I actually used to work the late shift when I worked at... I worked until like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And around about 3 o'clock, you know, you got people calling in saying, you know, I want to order channel 2.
Yeah, they call that numbers and shit.
Then they barking out numbers. I'm like, okay, so you want to order hot pussy. You know, you know, basically, you know, letting them know, okay, if it's a cool title, then I'll let them know. But, you know, I've had instances where, you know, I've had people just calling straight fucking. In the middle of getting head, all kinds of shit. You know, it's like...
In the middle,
you know,
of giving or getting?
Giving and getting.
Yeah, oh, that was good.
They want to see porn while they're doing it. They can't figure the remote out, but they can sure as hell dial the phone.
That's a good point.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know about y'all. From my experience, there's only two types of people who do that. There's the guy who he doesn't want it. He's, like, embarrassed. Like, yes, I'd like to order, it's on channel 8.
You want
to
order Spice, huh,
man? Oh, you mean hot fucking lesbians? Yeah, that's it. And the other guy, that's the only other kind that I ever got was, yeah, I want to order hot fucking lesbians. Have you seen that one? It's really cool, man. There's two lesbians there, and they're fucking.
I'm like, shut up, just let me order the damn thing for you.
I had an old fucker, dude.
When you get the old grandma, it's like, yeah, sonny,
I got the old granddaddy.
Balls deep in my pussy. And it's like,
yes.
I never got a granddaddy.
You sick time shit.
I had an old dude call me, he was like, you know, I just, my grandson was something like, okay, so you're old. He was white dude, like, so you're old. He's like, I would order some porn. I was like, okay. He was like, is it good porn? I said, I assume it's good porn. I mean, I don't want none of that low budget shit where they just show titties. I want to see like bare pussy and fucking. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, dog? Like,
that is the low budget.
And they ask you like, your actually it's going to show them fucking on right side. I assume so. It's Pornhole 4. I don't see how you can pretend you show what it is. Yeah.
Give like,
it's not soft, is it? It's not that softcore shit. I'm like, and you somebody's grandfather, dog?
Hey, the oldest people I know.
Hey, grandparents
don't got that. I got to be a grandparents.
Hey, man, my stepdad has like the most miraculous porno collection from 1975 to 2006.
Oh, they got like Afro
I've never
Bush.
Seen. I'm talking about pussies so hairy that they stand up on their own. I'm talking about Afro pussies, Jerry Curl pussies.
Afro pussies.
Y'all
are on notice. Pay very close attention. The drop squad is on its way for you. We're on.
You're quite hostile.
Y'all should all get lynched.
You're quite hostile.
This the best y'all could come up with? Wait, shit. Self-serving, you're not serving, it's not working. Leave them hurting, them blood vessels is bursting. The first in line was cursing. What the fuck just happened? Got your hairline split and we was only rapping. I tapped George for the cause, my claws are sharper than yours. This lion roars as he was against nature's laws. Crabs in the barrel, y'all could all get pinched. And yo, that fried that chicken nigga need to get lynched. And all you cool ass rappers, y'all should all get lynched. And all you fake ass gangsters, y'all should all get lynched. Because Malcolm X died for you to act like this. And Martin Luther King died for you to act like this. And if you brag about killing your brothers, you bullshit. And all you whore ass bitches, y'all can suck my dick. Cause Huey Newton got killed for you to act like this. And it's the best you could come up with, bitch. People's floated for a week on New Orleans streets. And only Kanye West wasn't scared to speak. Which is deep. Ghetto niggas is quick to beat with other niggas that they think they can beat. Nigga bid 3 times, he don't give a fuck. Try to write things, stumble just once, he giving up. Plus niggas love excuses, excusing they useless. But it's dumb when it comes to the good ones, they ruthless. Brother home from college, so this nigga ain't shit. Nigga come home from jail, yeah, y'all all on his dick. Picnic and barbecuing and celebrating for nothing. Even Africans is calling y'all niggas, ain't that something? Y'all should all get lynched. Y'all could all get lynched. Y'all should all get lynched. This the best y'all can come up with? So all you fake thug rappers, y'all should all get lynched. And all you coon ass rappers, y'all should all get lynched.
Barry Gordy paved the way for y'all to act like this. Nina Simone walked away so you can act like this. And all you dumbass broads, y'all deserve what you get. Cause a good man ain't shit if he dare to be legit. Oprah Winfrey broke her back so you can act like this. And it's the best you can come up with. You ain't shit. Oh dear, my dear, who's on Chris this year? He won't have none of this shit next year out there. On YouTube, black girls love the hall for free. With a thong up her ass yelling, notice me! With your tits popping out, hoping someone to bless you. Bitch, hoes get pimped, not treated special. I saw this porn online, shit blew my mind. Had to be the biggest disrespect of all time. White boy and a black girl on a dirty bed. Had a moaning how Hitler with his foot on her head. Nigga fucked her in her ass till his face turned red. And then he stopped and nutted on her face instead. I mean, come on, y'all niggas take a whole lot of shit. But when the brother say something, y'all quick to bitch. Y'all a backstab each other, cut a brother's neck. And then you wonder why niggas gets no respect. So all you sell out niggas, y'all should all get lynched. And all y'all ignorant rappers, y'all should all get lynched. Bam Bada made a way so y'all can act like this. And Cool Herc made a way so y'all can act like this. And all you rappers telling lies, y'all should all get lynched. And all your times in disguise, y'all should all get lynched. Grandmaster cut fast and you act like this. And it's the best you could come up with? You ain't shit. Y'all should all get lynched. Y'all could all get lynched. Y'all should all get lynched. And it's the best y'all can come up with. Wait, shit.
Yeah, NYOR, I said it. Fake ass, frontin' ass niggas disrespecting the race. Fucking race traitors. Time I turn around, I can't listen to the goddamn radio. Kids in the car, y'all niggas is steady on the radio frontin' about some shit y'all ain't never gonna do. Talking about blocks, y'all ain't got locked. Niggas is running on the video. Time I see y'all niggas is running from something. Running from the cops, running from your motherfucking responsibilities. Bitch ass niggas, you ain't pressing nobody with that gay ass shit, nigga. Straight like that, you know what I mean? Y'all dirty ass broads, yeah, I said it. Stinking ass broads, up on the motherfucking TV shaking your ass like ain't nobody taught you no better. We got little queens looking at this little shit, getting influenced by this here bullshit. Man, hey, look here, man, where the real groups at, man? Hey, yo, Chuck, man, let's get this P.E. thing going again, man. Hey, grab this nigga Flavor Flav off that coonin' ass beans, one shit they got him doing. Hey, yo, Griff, where you at, babe, bro? You know what I mean? Where the brand newbians at, man? Let's wake these cats up, man. Pooh, come on, let's do something right here. Hey, yo, Paris One, drop some knowledge, daddy. It's that time, man, let's just get the fuck out of hand, you know what I mean? Man, it's NYO, kid. Look here, y'all.
Hello, this is EBA. You've been listening to part one of our special two-part Thanksgiving podcast. This one was so good, we just couldn't cut much out of it. So, you know, we weren't able to put one out for Thanksgiving. We kind of split this one up into two episodes, so you're going to get to check out part one and part two. Download them both, check them out, enjoy them, tell your friends, and I'll catch you when part two is uploaded. Thanks a lot.
My haircut. Shit.
yeah, it's gonna be well wicked.
Do you realize the damage you can do to your cholesterol level by shaking up your ass? It's unhealthy, people don't know.